Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. What does it mean to break bread together? In the days of Jesus, a communal meal was a common practice. Yeshua, Jesus' name in Hebrew, observed Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread as a child and later as an adult. It was so important that even as Jesus saw his earthly ministry coming to an end, he wanted to celebrate the festival with his disciples. Let's take a moment to take a deep breath and remember a special meal you shared with family or friends. In Matthew 26:18, we read, "He replied, 'Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" Picture for a moment being with Jesus at that very important dinner. Remembering important events and celebrating with a meal together is a sacred practice. As we meditate today on this passage describing the desire of Jesus to spend this concentrated holy time with his closest friends, may you be reminded of the time Jesus wants to spend with you. Before we pray, know that at one such dinner, Jesus was reclining with his friends. He then prayed the blessing of the bread and the wine. Holding the bread, picture this. Jesus would have started with words similar to these: Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. Father, I praise you for all that you've given me and for all that you've brought me through and for your presence in my life. Help me never to forget your love and your mercy and to always want to share that with others. Amen. Quiet your mind and body. Kneeling at his throne, place yourself before God with reverence. Pause to breathe in. Invite the Holy Spirit to influence your mind, your will, and your imagination. And breathe out. Ask for the grace that you seek.
another significance of the broken bread is the symbolism of Christ, the bread of life, being broken on the cross for your sin. At the first communion in the upper room, Jesus describes the breaking of the bread in these terms: "This is my body, broken for you." Talk with Jesus about your struggles and temptations. Enter into fellowship with Jesus, the fellowship of his suffering and the fellowship of his glory. He is with you always. He is with you. Matthew 26, 17 through 19. Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Listen as I read that passage again. Ask the Holy Spirit to emphasize something for you to think about. Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. What stood out to you? The Passover is, of course, a very important celebration of God's having rescued his people from slavery in Egypt by miraculous means. What is something God has done for you that you would like to celebrate with others? Listen just to these verses again in Matthew 26, 17 through 19, from the Passion Translation. On the first day of Passover, the day when any bread made with yeast was removed from every Jewish home, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where should we prepare the Passover meal for you?" He answered them, My heart longs with great desire to eat this Passover meal with you. Go into Jerusalem, and you will encounter a man. Tell him that the teacher says, My appointed time is near. I'm going to come to your home to eat the Passover meal with my disciples. The disciples did as Jesus had instructed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When have you longed to celebrate an important event with people that you love? Jesus begins his journey towards the cross at the Passover meal. The disciples are central to the action, but still can't comprehend Jesus' inevitable destiny. Why do you think it was so important that Jesus share this meal with the disciples? Later in the chapter, in Matthew 26:26-28, it says this. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus turned the tables, so to speak, on the Passover meal by connecting it to the sacrifice he would be making on their behalf. How does his pronouncement, the institution of what we call communion or the Lord's Supper today, affect you? The worst thing the disciples could imagine was about to happen. Yet Jesus was giving them a glimpse of what it all would mean. How would you have reacted to Jesus' words? In John 13, we find Jesus performing the simple task of washing the disciples' feet at the beginning of the Passover meal. What can you learn about Jesus through this act of humility? Jesus gave the disciples some very important information. During this solemn yet celebratory meal, he gave them the good news of the gospel. Their sins would be forgiven. Express to him now what this gospel message, this good news, means to you. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you for inviting me to your table. There's no place I'd rather be. I long to sustain the sweet fellowship after the bread has been broken. I'm grateful you don't just hand out crumbs, but you gave your whole self for me. May your nourishment feed my soul and give me strength for the journey. And it's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God, or minutes, hours, however long you need. Spend time in fellowship with him at his table. It's such a beautiful, beautiful table. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.